The perfection of religion.
Večeras ćemo razgovarati o temi koja se zove savršenstvo religije.
And in order to initiate the discussion, I want to read from a 5,000 year old Indian scripture, which is in the Sanskrit language. It is called the Srimad Bhagavatam.
I da bi započeli diskusiju, ja ću pročitati nešto iz 5000 godina starog vedskog spisa na sanskritu koji se zove Srimad Bhagavatam.
The Srimad Bhagavatam is described as the spotless Purana. Purana means history, and in this context, when we say spotless, we mean that it is not just an ordinary history of Indian culture, Vedic culture, but it is a history of the spiritual culture of India.
Srimad Bhagavatam je čista ili bezgrešna Purana, što Purana znači povijest. Čista znači da ne opisuje samo svjetovne događaje u Indiji, već opisuje duhovne djelatnosti.
Now, there are many different civilizations, different cultures around the world.
Postoje mnoge razne civilizacije i kulture po cijelom svijetu.
And each and every country, each and every nation, each and every culture has its own special features.
I svaka kultura ili nacija ima određene značajke koje su svojstvene toj kulturi.
For example, France. France is known for its beautiful architecture. It's known for its culture of amour, love, and wine. French wine, champagne.
Francuska je poznata po svojoj lijepoj arhitekturi, zatim amor ili kulturi ljubavi i vinu, šampanjcu.
America is a very vast nation. The population is over 250 million, and the country is very, very large.
Amerika je, na primjer, vrlo velika nacija, ima 250 miliona stanovnika i vrlo je široka ili prostrana.
America is probably the most powerful and wealthiest country at the present moment in the world.
Amerika je najvjerovatnije najmoćnija i najbogatija nacija u svijetu.
They have the most universities, the most cinema houses, the most cars, the most computers, the most missiles.
Imaju najviše sveučilišta, najviše kina, automobila, kompjutera, raketa,
cinema houses, and they also have the most crime, the most drug addiction, the most prostitution, the most mental institutions.
Imaju također najviše kriminala, najviše ovisnika o drogi, najviše prostitucije, najviše mentalnih ustanova.
So all around the world people know that if you want to get a good education in science, in physics or in mathematics or basically any other subject, then you will go to a good university in America, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, or Harvard University, or Cornell University, or Stanford University, or University of California, Los Angeles, or University of California, Berkeley, or University of Chicago. These are the universities that produce the major number of Nobel Prize winners every year.
Ako želite dobiti Ako želite kvalitetno obrazovanje na području znanosti kao što su na primjer matematika ili fizika, onda ćete otići u jedno od tih američkih sveučilišta kao što su na primjer Berkeley,
Los Angeles, Harvard, Stanford, Cornell. You've heard of all these universities, right?
Čuli ste za sve
te. You all wear t-shirts, I've seen it, you know.
Imate majice njihove, vidio sam.
Similarly, all around the world, people basically know if you want to know higher science, higher technology in religion, you go to India.
Slično tome, ljudi po cijelom svijetu znaju, ako želite višu znanost ili više obrazovanje na polju religije, onda trebate otići u Indiju.
Because for at least the last 5,000 years and more, the greater portion of 1 billion people use their intelligence and their energy for the purpose of understanding the self and our relationship with God and our purpose in this human form of life.
U Indiji postoji milijarda ljudi koji su zadnjih 5000 godina i više intenzivno posvećivali svoju energiju za samospoznaju i za duhovno znanje.
So this scripture of Srimad Bhagavatam is very important because it represents the essence of that culture.
I zato je ovaj spis Srimad Bhagavatam važan, jer predstavlja osnovu te kulture.
Whatever we know about religion and about God in other cultures around the world, the essence of that is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because the Srimad Bhagavatam is the root, the source of all knowledge on the subject, just like the example of universities in America. A lot of other studies around the world get, or they like to have, some type of computer link-up with Massachusetts Institute of Technology or with Cornell University, etc.
Ovaj spis Srimad Bhagavatam predstavlja suštinu svih religija, tako da svo znanje koje postoji u raznim religijama u svijetu je također sadržano u Srimad Bhagavatamu. Na sličan način, kao što je svo najmodernije znanje sadržano u tim institutima u Americi i sva ostala sveučilišta po svijetu žele imati neku kompjutersku vezu sa tim američkim sveučilištima.
In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the standard of religion is explained.
Na početku Srimad Bhagavatama opisan je standard religije.
Dharma projita koitavotra paramo nirmatsaranam satam. dharma in Sanskrit, the only close equivalent in English would be, religion is not a good exactly word. Religion means type of faith. But dharma is more difficult to translate than just faith.
Dharma je riječ na sanskritu koja se teško može prevesti, ali može na primjer se prevesti kao religija, što znači određena vrsta vjere, ali to nije najbolji prijevod.
Dharma basically means the essential quality of something.
Dharma znači osnovna kvaliteta nečega.
For example, the essential quality of fire is heat and light.
Na primjer, osnovna kvaliteta vatre je da daje svjetlost i toplinu.
You don't expect to find a cold, dark fire. You light a match, light up the fire, and it's dark and it's cold. You don't expect that. You expect heat and light.
Nigdje ne očekujete da ćete zapaliti vatru i da će biti hladna i tamna. Od svake vatre se očekuje da daje svjetlo i toplinu.
So, the dharma of the human being, what is the dharma, the essential quality, that is being discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam.
A što je ta dharma ili osnovna osobina ljudskog bića, o tome se diskutira u Srimad Bhagavatamu.
So this verse says, dharma projita koitavotra. All kinds of cheating religion are kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam. It doesn't deal with what is, we can say, cheating religion, and I will explain that.
I također dalje u stihu je rečeno da su sve prevarantske religije izbačene iz Srimad Bhagavatama. Srimad Bhagavatam se njima ne bavi. Malo kasnije ću objasniti šta znači prevarantska religija.
The basic misconception of all souls in this material world is that we falsely identify the self with the body.
Osnovna greška živih bića u ovom materijalnom svijetu je da se da pogrešno poistovjećuju svoje biće sa tijelom.
We have different upadis or designations, such as I am a Croatian, I am a Slovenian, I am a Canadian. These are different designations which we give the body.
Svako od nas ima različite upadije ili imenovanja. Na primjer, ja sam Hrvat, ja sam Slovenac, ja sam Kanađanin.
It goes further. I am black, I am white, I am man, I am woman. These are all bodily designations.
To ide dalje. Na primjer, ja sam bijelac, ja sam crnac, ja sam muško, ja sam žensko, to su sve tjelesna imenovanja.
But the spirit soul, the true self, the transcendent self, has nothing to do with these designations.
Ali prava osoba ili duša nema ništa sa tim imenovanjima.
Just like, for example, when I was a young man,
kao na primjer kada sam ja bio mladić,
I was like other young men, interested in a good time, some fun. playing some jokes on people, etc.
Ja sam bio zainteresiran za ono za iste stvari kao I drugi mladići, a to je da se zabavljam, da se dobro provodim, da se šalim sa drugima.
So sometimes to do something interesting, to have a good laugh, we would sometimes go to a mental institution.
I ponekad da bi se dobro zabavili išli smo u institucije za mentalno bolesne ljude.
Because people there do things completely differently than people who live outside the institution. Therefore, maybe they're not wrong in some, they may be more sane than the people outside. I don't know. But they do things differently.
Jer u tim ustanovima ljudi koji tamo žive rade sve drugačije od ljudi koji žive izvan. Ponekad je to čak I bolje. I uglavnom da li je bolje ili nije, ali poanta je da oni sve rade drugačije nego ljudi koji žive izvan.
So I remember seeing once a man in the mental institution who had one of those kind of hats from the what was it? 18th century, 17th century? When was Napoleon? Huh? 18th century. He had one of those hats on, and he used to walk around like this. You know Napoleon, he used to have his thumb in his jacket all the time. He actually thought he was Napoleon. He was crazy. He wasn't Napoleon.
Jednom sam vidio čovjeka u takvoj ustanovi koji je nosio neki šešir iz 18. stoljeća I držao je prst u sakou isto kao Napoleon. I on je mislio da je Napoleon, ali u stvari bio lud I nije bio Napoleon.
Pisace paile yena mati channa hoy. When a person is ghostly haunted, little crazy, he can think he is anything. And similarly, we are little crazy. Sorry, don't take offense. But we think that I am this body.
Kada osobu opsjedaju duhovi ili je malo luda, onda misli da je nešto što u stvari nije. I tako mi svi smo slični tome.
We think that this bag of skin and blood and hair and mucus and stool and urine and pus is me.
Mi mislimo da je ova vreća od kože u kojoj ima krvi, izmeta, urina, dlaka I tako dalje, mislimo to sam ja.
And we think this is a Croatian bag and that's an English bag and that's a Canadian bag of blood and stool and urine and pus. And we try to enjoy this bag.
I mislimo ja sam hrvatska vreća sa izmetom I krvlju, a postoje engleske vreće I kanadske I na taj način pokušavamo uživati.
If I passed out skin bags to everybody in the audience this evening, I gave everybody a bag.
Ako ja svakom od vas u publici dam kožnu vreću.
And then I put some blood in it and some hair and some mucus and all those nice things.
I ako u svaku torbu stavim malo krvi I dlaka I svi tih fini stvari.
How would you enjoy it? What would you do? Squeeze it?
Kako ćete uživati u tome? Šta ćete napraviti? To ćete zagrliti tu vreću?
So it's a false conception that I am the body, and it's also a false conception that I am a Christian, or I am a Hindu, or I am a Muslim, or I am a Jew, or I am a Catholic, I'm a Protestant. These are all false designations in relationship to the body only. There are no Catholics or Protestants or Muslims or Serbs or Croats or anything in the spiritual world. They're only spirit souls.
To je pogrešna koncepcija kada se poistovjećujemo s tijelom. Isto tako je pogrešno ako mislimo ja sam kršćanin, hindus, musliman, protestant, hrvat, srbin ili tako dalje. To ništa ne postoji u duhovnom svijetu, postoje samo duhovne duše.
So I'm going to read this verse from the Bhagavatam.
Pročitat ću još jedan stih iz Bhagavatama.
Savai pung sang paro dharmo yato bhaktira dhoksaje ahoyitukiya pratyata yayatma supersedati. The supreme occupation or dharma for all humanity,
vrhovno zanimanje ili dharma za cijelo čovječanstvo,
is that occupation by which men can attain loving devotional service.
Je ono zanimanje kojim ljudi mogu dostići predano služenje puno ljubavi
unto the transcendent Lord.
Prema transcendentalnom gospodinu.
Such devotional service must be unmotivated.
Takvo predano služenje mora biti nemotivirano
and uninterrupted
i neprekinuto,
to completely satisfy the self,
da bi potpuno zadovoljilo osobu.
So here these two words para, paraha meaning supreme, and dharma are used to describe the perfection of religion.
Ovdje se koriste dve riječi, param i dharma, da bi opisale savršenstvo religije.
Just like we said that dharma means the essential quality of something.
Kao što smo rekli da dharma znači osnovna kvaliteta nečega.
So what is the essential quality of the human being?
Koja je osnovna kvaliteta svakog ljudskog bića?
What is the one thing that all of us are doing in our homes, in our office, in our country, whether we are rich or poor?
Što je to što svi radimo kod kuće ili na poslu, bez obzira da li smo bogati ili siromašni?
Whether we are young or old,
ili da smo stari ili mladi,
whether we are black or white,
ili da smo crni ili bijeli,
whether we are man or woman,
ili da smo muškarac ili žena,
what is the one thing that we're all doing?
Što je ta jedna stvar koju svi radimo?
So the calculation of great saintly persons and sages is that everyone is engaged in rendering service to someone else.
Mudraci su zaključili da svako od nas služi nekog drugog.
Just like in the material world, we find cause and effect.
U materijalnom svijetu nalazimo uzrok i posljedicu.
Everything has a cause and everything is an effect of a previous cause.
Za sve postoji uzrok i sve što se dešava je posljedica nekog uzroka.
So, to understand God, we want to find the cause of all causes, that cause which has no previous cause.
Da bi došli do Boga, moramo naći izvorni uzrok svega, uzrok iza kojeg ne postoji drugi uzrok.
So in the same way, we are all rendering service to someone. We are serving our family members.
Mi svi služimo nekoga, služimo naše članove porodice.
We are serving our employer, our boss.
Služimo našeg šefa na poslu.
We are serving the laws of the country, we're serving the political body that makes laws, we're serving the president.
Služimo zakone u državi, služimo politička tijela, predsjednika.
Husband is serving wife, wife is serving husband.
Muž služi ženu, žena služi muža.
Parents are serving children, children are serving parents.
Roditelji služe djecu, djeca služe roditelje.
Everyone is engaged in some kind of service, no matter what body they are in anywhere in the world.
Svako služi nekoga bez obzira u kojem se tijelu nalazi i to se dešava po cijelom svijetu.
But all of this service is temporary because it is based upon the false conception that I am the body, that I am part of this temporary, illusory, material world.
Ali svo to služenje je privremeno zato što se temelji na pogrešnoj koncepciji. Ja sam ovo materijalno tijelo, ja sam dio ovog privremenog svijeta.
It is a mistake. You are not part of this material world. You are a spiritual being.
To je greška. Vi niste dio ovog materijalnog svijeta, vi ste duhovno biće.
The body is just a material machine, and as much as you are not your car, you are simply the driver of your car, you are also not the body. You are the driver.
Tijelo je obična materijalna mašina i vi niste to tijelo. Isto kao što niste vaš auto, već ste samo vozač auta. Isto tako niste ovo tijelo, već ste samo vozač tijela.
So, how can we be engaged in service that is not finished with the body?
Kako se možemo uključiti u služenje koje ne završava zajedno sa ovim tijelom?
How can we be engaged in service which gives us benefit eternally?
Kako se možemo uključiti u služenje koje nam daje vječnu dobrobit?
If I offer you a job and I tell you that at the end of 5 years of service of working for me in this job,
ako vam ja ponudim posao i kažem da nakon 5 godina
I will pay you zero salary.
Nakon 5 godina ću vam dati nulu za plaću.
How many of you would be inclined to take up such a job?
Ko bi od vas uzeo takav posao?
Not very many.
Ne baš mnogi od vas.
Maybe Mayapur, I don't know.
Možda Mayapur.
But that's what the body is giving you.
Ali to je ono što vam daje ovo tijelo.
You're working for the body all your life. And what's the final salary? Old age, disease, and death.
Radite za ovo tijelo cijeli život i šta je krajnji rezultat? Starost, bolest, smrt.
Therefore the sages have encouraged us. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. Come out from your illusion. Come out from darkness. Come to the light.
Zbog toga nam mudraci govore, izađite iz svoje iluzije, izađite iz tame na svjetlo.
When you go to sleep at night, you dream. about various things.
Kada idete spavati navečer, sanjate o različitim stvarima.
You have seen gold on your wife's ears and on her fingers. Now you give her so much gold, right? You have to keep her happy.
Na primjer, vidjeli ste zlato na naušnici svoje žene ili na prstenju, morate joj dati zlato da bude zadovoljna.
And you have seen a mountain.
I vidjeli ste planinu.
So in a dream of sleep, you can see a golden mountain.
I dok sanjate po noći, možete vidjeti zlatnu planinu.
On television or in the movies, you have all seen Batman.
Na televiziji ste svi vidjeli Batmana.
How many have seen Batman?
Ko od vas vidio Batman?
Come on, don't lie.
Ajde, nemojte se pretvarati.
How many have seen Batgirl?
Ko je vidio?
Okay.
Bat djevojku, tako nešto. Isto film neki.
So when you go to sleep at night, you can be Batman. You can be Batgirl.
Kada odete spavat po noći, vi možete biti Batman ili Batgirl.
But when you wake up in the morning and you jump into your
svijetu, za usporedbu je ljubav majke prema djetetu. Majka nema nikakvih motiva.
So ahoituki, unmotivated, and a pratyata, uninterrupted, no matter what happens in one's life, whether times are good or times are bad, we have to seek out Krishna, seek out God, and give Him all our service and all our love. In that condition, we, the soul, will be very happy.
Znači, hajtuki znači nemotivirano i apratihata znači da bez prekida moramo služiti Boga i posvetiti mu svo svoje vrijeme bez obzira na vanjske okolnosti i probleme koje doživljavamo i na taj način ćemo postati sretni.
In the Bible also we find when Jesus Christ was asked the same question, what is the perfection of religion? He gave the same answer, love thy God with all thy heart and soul.
U Bibliji nalazimo istu stvar kada su pitali Isusa što je savršenstvo religije, odgovor je bio voli Boga sa svim svojim srcem i dušom.
But here we find not only the instruction, but we find the reason why it is necessary. Because if we just try to satisfy the senses of the body, it is like having a bird in a cage and decorating the cage with flowers, shining the cage, putting little lights that go off and on, you know, around the cage, but forgetting to feed the bird in the cage. The bird will die.
Ali ovdje ne nalazimo samo naredbu, već nalazimo i razlog. Ako se samo brinemo o tijelu i pokušavamo ga zadovoljiti, to je slično kao da imamo pticu u kavezu i cijelo vrijeme čistimo kavez, uređujemo ga, stavljamo razne vrste sijalica i dekoracija i na kraju ptica umre.
So the reason why you shouldn't take drugs, the reason why you shouldn't take intoxication, the reason why you shouldn't kill animals to satisfy your tongue, the reason why you shouldn't engage in animal sex life, is because this is service or this is happiness in relation to the body and you are not the body.
I zato se ne bi trebali drogirati, ne bi trebali uzimati nikakva intoksicirajuća sredstva, ne bi trebali klati životinje da bi zadovoljili svoj jezik i ne bi trebali imati animalistički seksualni život, jer to je jednostavno zadovoljstvo koje dolazi od tijela.
Basically, religion means technique or system or method.
Religija znači tehnika ili sistem ili metoda.
So we judge a system or a technique by the result you get.
Možemo vidjeti vrijednost određenog sistema ili tehnike po rezultatu koji ta tehnika donosi.
Phalena phalakaranam anumiyate. Judge a thing by the result.
O stvarima treba suditi prema rezultatu.
So, kam, krod, lob, moha, mada, matsarya. Our enemies are lust, anger, and greed. And if the process of religion that you are following is helping you to get free from lust, anger, greed, and envy, and delusion, then it is a good process.
Naši neprijatelji su požuda, ljutnja, pohlepa, i ako nam proces religije pomaže da se oslobodimo toga, onda je to dobar proces religije.
If it is helping you to understand your eternal identity as a spirit soul, if it is helping you to reawaken your dormant love of God and to feel blissful at every moment, then it is first class religion.
Ako vam pomaže da se oslobodite svog poistovjećivanja s tijelom i da shvatite svoju pravu prirodu, i ako vam pomaže da u svakom trenutku budete sretni, onda je to pravi proces religije.
We are following the process known as bhakti yoga or the yoga of devotional service.
Mi slijedimo proces koji se zove bhakti yoga ili yoga predanog služenja.
The process of bhakti yoga is very scientific, it is very deep, but it begins with the tongue.
Proces bhakti yoga je vrlo znanstven i dubok, ali počinje sa jezikom.
The tongue is one of our most uncontrollable senses.
Jezik je jedno od naših čula koje je najteže kontrolirati.
So we engage the tongue in chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I can tell from your response that you haven't had your dinner this evening and you're a little weak. So let's try one more time.
Iz vašeg odgovora vidim da niste večerali danas i da ste malo umorni, zato ćemo pokušati još jedanput.
Okay, I want everybody raise your hands like this. Put your hands in there. Come on, come on. Okay. Now with feeling.
Huh? Sa osjećajem.
Everybody chant. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna.
I'm a little deaf. I can't hear you. With feeling. Come on. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Haribo! Wasn't that blissful? Now, I've heard that in Croatia, the women are much more pious than the men. Is that true, ladies?
Čuo sam da su u Hrvatskoj žene puno pobožnije od muškaraca. Je li to istina?
You see? Now, I want to test that out.
Sad ću to testirati.
So, this time, gents, men, you don't chant, only the ladies.
Ovaj put muškarci ne trebaju pjevati, samo žene.
Now ladies,
Give it all your devotion, all your, you're the power, you're the Shakti. So give it all your energy. Krishna's long ways away up there. So, only ladies, okay? Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare
Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama! Hare
Hare!
Whoa! Shoo! Boy. That was powerful. Okay, man. Don't let me down, okay, because I'll feel embarrassed. Only the men this time.
Sad muškarci, nemojte me iznevjeriti, osjećat ću se neugodno. Samo muškarci ovaj put.
Put your arms up, man. Come on. Okay. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Did any men chant that time? I didn't hear them. The women win. What to do? I was right. The women are more pious.
Žene su pobjedile. Bio sam u pravu. Žene su više pobožne.
So, chanting the holy names of God and tasting Krishna prasadam, this is the beginning, the middle, and the end of bhakti yoga.
Pjevanje svetih imena Boga i kušanje prasadama, to je početak, sredina i kraj bhakti yoga.
There is a great science, a great philosophy behind it.
Postoji velika znanost i filozofija iza toga.
You can also chant the names of Jehovah or Allah.
Možete također pjevati imena Jehove ili Allaha.
I was in Tehran in 1978.
Bio sam u Teheranu 1978.
There we were teaching the young students to chant Ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Because I was attached to my head and I didn't want to lose it, so no, I'm just joking. Very nice people there. I found many vegetarians in Iran, actually, and they were very enthusiastic to chant the names of God. Or you can chant the names of the Jesus Prayer, or any name of God that you like, and live a simple life, a non-violent life, and at the end of this dream-like life, at the end of this life, you can go to the spiritual world by chanting God's name. So that's the perfection of religion.
I u Teheranu studentima smo govorili da pjevaju sveto ime Allaha jer nismo želi da izgubimo glavu i tamo je bilo mnogo finih studenta koji su bili vegetarijanci zainteresirani da saznaju o Bogu. Tako možemo pjevati imena Boga kao Allah ili Jehova ili bilo koje ime i na kraju života, na kraju ovog života koji izgleda kao san, možemo se vratiti nazad Bogu i to je savršenstvo religije.
We actually met Ayatollah Khomeini and we told him about our activities and he was very happy.
Susreli smo se sa Ayatollahom Khomeinijem i pričali smo mu o našim aktivnostima i on je bio vrlo sretan.
We still have a temple there today in Tehran and a farm.
I danas imamo hram tamo u Teheranu i farmu.
And we have many nice devotees there. The head of the University of Tehran nuclear physics department, the professor, the head of the department, he is a Krishna bhakta.
I tamo ima puno finih bhakta I čovjek koji je zadužen na sveučilištu za nuklearnu fiziku, on je također Krishna Bhakta.
So are there any questions?
Ima li koje pitanje?
We're going to give a prize for the best question. What do we have for prizes today?
Dajemo nagradu
Bhagavad Gita's.
Za najbolje yeah. pitanje.
We have Bhagavad Gita's and we have Krishna books. So for the best question, and Dayalu and this Prabhu here, they will be the judge for the best question.
Dayalu Prabhu će biti sudac da odluči koje je najbolje pitanje.
I naturally get the prize for the best answers.
Ja ću dobit nagradu za najbolji odgovor.
So any questions?
Ima li koje pitanje?
Yes.
You mentioned that you will explain about the cheating religions.
So oh, okay. Good point. Dharma projita koitavotra. All cheating religions are kicked out. I did explain it, but not in depth.
Bio sam objasnio, ali ne u dubinu.
Cheating religion means any kind of religion which does not aim at developing pure love of God.
Sprevaranska religija je svaka religija koja nema za svoj cilj razvijanje čiste ljubavi prema Bogu.
Cheating religion means religion which encourages its followers to ask God for material benefits.
Prevaranska religija je ona koja potiče svoje sljedbenike da traže od Boga materijalne stvari.
For example, in Russia,
na primjer u Rusiji,
during the communist days,
za vrijeme dok su komunisti vladali,
the people would go to the church and they would beg God, please give us our daily bread.
I oni bi se molili Bogu, Bože, molim te, daj nam naš kruh svagdašnji.
So when the people would come out of the church,
kad bi ljudi izašli iz crkve,
the communists would be there waiting for them in trucks.
Komunisti bi ih čekali sa kamionima.
And they would say, what comrade, what did you ask God for?
Pitali bi, druže, što si pitao Boga da ti da?
And they said, we prayed to him for bread.
I oni bi rekli, molili smo se da nam da kruh.
Then the communists would say, well, did he give you any bread?
I onda bi komunisti rekli, pa, jel vam dao kruha?
And they would say, no.
I oni bi rekli, ne.
And then the communists would pull from their truck so many loaves of bread and said, well, don't worry, comrade, God will not give you any bread, but we will give you bread. And then they gave bread.
I onda bi oni rekli, ne brni, druže, Bog ti neće dati kruha, ali komunisti će ti dati kruha. I onda su izvadili iz kamiona kruh i podijelili im.
The point is that God is giving so many things even to atheists.
Poanta je da Bog daje tolike mnoge stvari čak i ateistima.
They didn't pray to God, but they have got so many things.
Oni se nisu molili Bogu, ali imaju tolike mnoge stvari.
It is a fact that if you want to pray to the Lord for your material comfort, you can do that and he may help you.
Istina je, ako se želite moliti Bogu za neke materijalne stvari, možete to učiniti i on vam može pomoći.
But it is better to pray to God for eternal life, for love of God.
Ali bolje je moliti se Bogu za vječni život i za ljubav prema njemu.
There was an old woman who used to take care of her family by gathering sticks and pieces of wood in the forest and selling them in the marketplace.
Bila je jedna starija žena koja je održavala svoju porodicu tako što je kupila komade drveta u šumi i prodavala bi ih na tržnici.
So one day, it was very late, the lady was quite tired.
Jednog dana bilo je vrlo kasno i žena je bila dosta umorna.
She was walking deep in the woods. She had gathered together a big load of wood and she was carrying it on her head.
Ona je lutala kroz šumu i imala je veliku količinu drveća na svojoj glavi.
And then, as fate would have it, she fell down and all the wood went all over the path and in on the side of the path and she lost her whole bundle of wood.
I onda voljom proviđenja ona se spotaknula i svo drveće s njene grane, s njene glave je palo po putu i pokraj puta i tako izgubila cijeli taj tovar drveta.
So she was too tired and weak. She didn't know what to do. She thought of her children. She thought of her family. And as ladies often do, she began to cry.
I pomisle, bila je vrlo umorna i nije mogla ponovo skupljati sva ta drva i pomisle na svoju djecu. I onda je, kao što žene često čine, počela plakati.
But then she remembered. She had heard from the local priest that if you call out the name of Govinda, Krishna, that he will come there.
Ali onda se sjetila da je čula od lokalnog svećenika da ako osoba pozove ime Govinde, da će se on pojaviti i pomoći.
So very sincerely she raised her hands. Everybody raise your hands. Oh Krishna!
Oh Krishna!
Oh Govinda!
Oh Govinda!
Hey Krishna!
Hey Krishna!
Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
Like that. She cried very sincerely, prayed to the Lord.
Tako je plakala i molila se Bogu vrlo iskreno.
And then all of a sudden, Krishna was there.
I odjednom Krishna se pojavio.
Yes, my dear devotee, how can I serve you?
E rekao je, da, moj dragi bakto, kako te mogu služiti?
You see, Krishna likes to serve his devotees. The devotees like to serve Krishna. It's a competition. Krishna doesn't want to accept service from his pure devotees, but he wants to find a way that he can serve them. But the devotees don't want to take service from Krishna. They want to find a way that they can render service to Krishna. It's a very lovely competition.
Krishna želi služiti svoje bakte i ne želi prihvatiti službu od njih, a oni također ne žele prihvatiti službu od njega, već ga žele također služiti. I to je jedno natjecanje puno ljubavi.
So then the old woman said, oh Govinda, thank you. Please help me put this bundle of wood back on my head.
I onda je stara gospođa rekla, o Govinda, hvala ti. Molim te, pomozi mi da stavim svo ovo drvo ponovo na svoju glavu.
So that was an easy one for Krishna. He immediately did it.
To je bilo vrlo lako za Krishnu. On je to odmah učinio.
And then he disappeared.
I onda je nestao.
She could have asked him for eternal life. She could have asked him for knowledge. Or she could have asked him for anything. Instead, she asked him to put the bundle of wood back on her head.
Ona ga je mogla pitati da joj da vječni život, da joj da znanje, mogla ga je pitati bilo šta, ali ga je pitala da stavi drveće na njezinu glavu.
So instead of praying to God for things that we're going to get anyway according to our past karma, according to our circumstances, better pray to the Lord for devotional service, Better pray to the Lord for His association, for eternal life. Those are the really valuable things which are available in this human form.
I umjesto da se molimo Bogu za razne materijalne stvari koje ćemo onako dobiti prema svojoj karmi ili sudbini, bolje da se molimo Bogu za predano služenje, da ga možemo služiti, da imamo vječni život i da možemo biti u društvu s njim. To su stvari za koje se treba moliti u ovom ljudskom obliku života.
Another example is that some religions teach people that I am God, you are God, we are all God, we have just forgotten.
Druga stvar je da neke religije uče svoje sljedbenike, ja sam Bog, ti si Bog, mi smo svi Bog, samo smo to zaboravili.
This concept of impersonalism, that God has no form, God has no personality, God has no identity, this is another kind of cheating religion.
Taj koncept da Bog nema svog identiteta, svoje individualnosti je također prevarantska religija.
So all such concepts are kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Svi takvi koncepti su izbačeni iz Srimad Bhagavatama.
Are there any other questions?
Ima li još koje pitanje?
Yes, sir.
What is eternal life? Jeste svi čuli pitanje? Što je vječni život i gdje se on odvija? What is eternal life and where it is happening?
Right within your body.
Odvija se u tvom tijelu.
Nabhavo vidite sataha. Nasato vidite bhavo, nabhavo vidite sataha. Those who are tattvadarshi, or seers of the truth, they understand that anything which has a beginning and an end is not real, it is not substantial.
One osobe koje su tatva darši, to jest one osobe koje vide istinu, one znaju da sve što ima početak i kraj, da je to iluzija.
That which has no beginning and no end, that is reality.
Ono što nema početak i kraj, to je realnost.
Najayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavitavan bhuyaha ajo nitya shasvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Only the material body is perishable. The soul is ever existing, undying and primeval. It is not slain when the body is slain.
Samo tijelo živog bića je privremeno. Duhovna duša je vječna, uvijek postojeća i prvobitna, i nije ubijena kada je tijelo ubijeno.
Everything is the energy of God. God is the energetic source of everything, and everything is His energy.
Sve energija Boga. Bog je izvor energije, a sve što postoji je njegova energija.
This material cosmos, all the material universes, are a tiny fraction of the energy of God.
Ovaj materijalni kozmos, svi materijalni svjetovi su samo jedan mali dio energije Boga.
When you want to be independent of God, when you want to think that you are God, that you are the enjoyer, then you are given a chance to by God sending you to this material world.
Kada osoba želi biti nezavisna od Boga, kada želi sama direktno biti uživaoc, onda je Bog daje priliku za to šaljući je u ovaj materijalni svijet.
But there is a spiritual world, and this material world is a perverted reflection of the absolute world. Whatever exists here, it is existing in the spiritual world in its pure form, with God in the center.
Ali postoji također i duhovni svijet u kojem sve postoji u izvornom obliku. Ovaj materijalni svijet je iskrivljeni odraz duhovnog svijeta. I sve što postoji ovdje, postoji tamo u izvornom obliku i tamo je, tamo se Bog nalazi u centru.
So there are so many subjects, so many topics in this regard, and we have very nice books, and we encourage you to read them.
Postoji toliko tema i znanja o ovome. Mi imamo razne knjige i želimo vas inspirirati da ih čitate.
We are offering you state of the art spiritual technology.
Nudimo vam najmoderniju duhovnu tehnologiju.
Okay, I think it's time to use the tongue for prasadam.
Mislim da je vrijeme da koristimo jezik za prasadam.
I think so.
What was the best question?
Huh?
You must give the award for that.
Oh, who wins the award? That's up to Dayalu.
Ko će dobiti nagradu?
Maybe they both do. There's only a couple of questions.
Možda će obojica dobiti nagradu, pošto je bilo samo par pitanja.
There is one more.
Is there one more question? Okay, all right.
Još jedno pitanje. Koji je smisao života i šta se dešava sa osobom kad napusti ovo tijelo? Da li nakon nekog vremena ulazi u drugo tijelo?
What is the goal of life? What happens to the person when he leaves this present body? Does he after some time enter into another body?
The goal of life is to develop love of Krishna, and you go to that place that you want to go to. Just like after this meeting, you can go home, you can go to a nightclub and have a few drinks, or you can do whatever you want.
Cilj života je razviti ljubav prema Bogu, a kuda idemo nakon ovog života, idemo tamo kuda želimo. Isto je kao nakon ovog večerašnjeg programa, možete otići kući, možete otići u neki noćni klub na piće, možete otići gdje želite.
According to your desire, just like when you dream at night, just before you sleep, you have certain thoughts. Maybe you've been playing tennis all day, and just before you sleep, you're thinking of playing tennis.
Želja je glavni faktor. Ista stvar je prije spavanja, ovisno o čemu razmišljamo. Naprimjer, ako smo cijeli dan igrali tenis, vjerovatno ćemo razmišljati o tenisu.
So, when you sleep in your dream, there you are at Wimbledon. What was his name? Milosevic, or what is it?
Huh?
Ivanisha. Ivanisha. Yeah, Venetia. Yeah. There you are, you know, beating Boris Becker, beating John, whatever his name is, you know. According to your mental condition at the time of death, and according to your desire and your karma, you'll get another body, either spiritual or material. It's up to you. What do you want with your life? You want to please God
Or do you want to enjoy in this dream world where there is only misery and suffering?
Ako ste mislili o tenisu prije spavanja, onda ćete vjerojatno cijelu noć igrati tenis u Wimbledonu sa Ivaniševićem ili Bekerom. Tako da, moj odgovor je da ovisi o našoj želji, to jest mentalnom stanju u trenutku smrti i o našoj karmi, ovisi gdje ćemo ići i kako ćemo tijelo dobiti u sljedećem životu. Ako da li želimo služiti Krišnu ili želimo uživati u ovom svijetu koji je poput sna, ovisi o nama.
Any other question?
Još neko pitanje? Šta je to transcendentalna svijest?
What is transcendental consciousness?
Transcendental consciousness. Consciousness of Krishna. Krishna consciousness. That's transcendental consciousness. Consciousness is the symptom of the soul.
Transcendentalna svjesnost znači svjesnost Krishne. Svjesnost je simptom duše.
How many of you today saw the sun? How many of you saw the sun?
Ko od vas danas vidio sunce?
Huh? You're all liars.
Svi ste lagali.
You didn't see the sun. You saw the sunlight. The sun's 93 million miles away. How many of you can see 93 million miles? None of you. You saw the sunlight. The sunlight is the symptom of the sun.
Ne možete vidjeti sunce, možete vidjeti svjetlo sunca. Sunce se nalazi 93 miliona milja daleko. Tko može vidjeti toliko daleko? Ono što ste vidjeli je svjetlo sunca. Dakle, svjetlo sunca je simptom sunca.
Similarly, the soul radiates consciousness from the toe to the top of the head throughout the body. I'm conscious.
Slično tome, duša isijava svjesnost koja se proteže od nožnog palca do vrha glave.
This consciousness is a symptom of the soul.
Ta svjesnost je simptom duše.
Our original consciousness is transcendental consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Now I am Canadian conscious. I am bodily conscious.
Naša izvorna svjesnost ili transcendentalna svjesnost je svjesnost Krišne, a svjesnost koju sada imamo je tjelesna prekrivena svjesnost. Na primjer, ja sam Kanađanin, ja sam ovo, ja sam ono.
When you look in a mirror in the morning, you know, brushing your teeth and combing your, you know, you look in a mirror. The mirror reflects an image of yourself, the body.
Kada pogledate sebe ogledalo ujutro, na primjer dok perete zube ili se češljate, to ogledalo odražava vaš lik.
Every morning you look in the mirror, right?
Svako jutro gledate ogledalo.
Now what if tomorrow morning you woke up and there were dust all over the mirror?
I što bi bilo kad bi se na primjer sutra ujutro probudili i bila bi prašina preko cijelog ogledala?
You couldn't see yourself very well.
Ne bi se mogli vidjeti vrlo dobro.
You might cut yourself while you're shaving.
Mogli biste se porezati dok se brijete.
So what would you do? You wipe the dust off the mirror.
Što bi uradili? Obrisali bi tu prašinu sa ogledala.
So at the present moment our consciousness is contaminated by lust, anger and greed, by envy.
U sadašnjem trenutku naša svjesnost je prekrivena požudom, ljutnjom, pohlepom i zavišću.
So we have to wipe the dust from the mirror of the heart so that we can see our eternal spiritual identity as servants of Krishna.
Moramo obrisati prašinu sa ogledala našeg srca tako da bi mogli vidjeti sebe kao sebe izvorno kao slugu Krišne.
And the way to clean this mirror is by sound vibration, transcendental sound.
A to ogledalo se čisti pomoću transcendentalne zvučne vibracije.
Any other question?
Još neko pitanje?
Yes, ma'am. Loudly.
We must stop.
Okay, no, no, this is the last question.
Okay, ovo je zadnje pitanje. Ostalo pitanje mogu biti za vrijeme prasadama. Pitanje je bilo, da li možete sebe procijeniti do kojeg nivoa duhovne spoznaje ste vi došli?
Who? You or me? Huh? Me? I have understood that I am lower than a worm in stool. I think. If I look into my heart, all I can see is so many material desires.
Ja sam shvatio da sam niži od crva u izmetu, bar mislim tako. Kad pogledam u svoje srce, vidim samo materijalne želje.
But I'm trying. I'm sincerely trying.
Ali iskreno pokušam.
And that's important.
To je važno.
And when you've been around for a long time, then you know, the company has to give you some kind of position or something.
I kad se nalazite dugo vremena u nekoj firmi, onda vam moraju dati neki položaj ili nešto.
So I've been around for a long time, so they have to give me some position, but actually I think that I'm struggling very hard to be a devotee. I want to be a devotee very badly, and I'm trying my best, but Maya's very strong. But I'm trying.
Samo da ovo prevedem do kraja. Dakle, ja pokušavam slijediti bhakti jogu i trudim se da budem bhakta. Vrlo je teško, Maja je jaka, ali i dalje pokušavam. Sad dopuna je bila da sam pitala to pitanje zbog incidenta koji se desio u Ljubljani.
There are many, many incidents that happened in Ljubljana.
Postoje puno, puno incidenata koji su se desili u Ljubljani.
Devotees chanted and felt ecstasy. Devotees took prasadam and they went back to Godhead. And devotees did so many wonderful things in Ljubljana.
Bhakte u Ljubljani su pjevali sveto ime i osjetili ekstazu, častili su prasadam, vratili se kući nazad Bogu. Postoji toliko incidenata.
We have to stick around a little later. We begin the raping a little bit later.
Morate još malo ostati, silovanje počinjemo prekasnije.
I'm sorry. It's so silly. Yeah, we make mistakes. There are some people who join who are not first class.
And to je smiješna optužba. Postoje neki ljudi koji su se pridružili i koji rade greške. i istračenimo greške.
We're not perfect, but we're carrying, just like a postman. A postman carries the mail from point A to point B. As long as he doesn't open the mail or change it, as long as he carries it from point A to point B, he's doing his job properly. So we're trying to present the message of Krishna consciousness as we have received it from Srila Prabhupada. We may not be perfect. Some people make little mistakes, and a few make big mistakes, and we correct those mistakes as far as possible.
Mi nismo savršeni, ali trudimo se biti kao poštar koji nosi poruku ili pismo sa mjesta A do mjesta B. I dok god on radi svoj posao i donese tu poštu pravilno i ne otvara je, do tada je njegov posao u redu. Tako isto i mi se trudimo prenijeti poruku o Bogu do ljudi i radimo neke male greške, možda je par ljudi napravilo velike greške, ali i mi ispravljamo te greške i trudimo se.
But we're very open, our house is very open, anyone can come and see what we are doing, how we are living. We're not concealing anything.
Naša kuća je, vrata su uvijek otvorena i svako može doći i vidjeti šta radimo. Mi ne tajimo ništa.
Once many years ago in America, some devotee who had joined the mission, stayed for a few years, and then left and went back to his old life.
Prije mnogo godina u Americi jedan čovjek se pridružio pokretu, bio je neko vrijeme i onda je poslije nekoliko godina nastavio sa svojim starim životom.
In his old life he was selling drugs.
U svom prijašnjem životu, u svom životu prije bhakti joge, on je prodavao drogu.
So he was caught by the police and all the newspapers in the Los Angeles area carried big headlines, Hare Krishna drug arrest.
I onda ga je uhvatila policija nakon nekog vremena i sve novine u Los Angelesu su imale veliki naslov Hare Krishna
drug arrest or
Hare Krishna
drug bust.
Hare Krishna uhapšen Hare Krishna dealer, tako.
Now is that fair?
Da li je to fair?
They never report Hare Krishna devotee goes back to Godhead. They never report that.
Nikad ne izvještavaju Hare Krishna bhakta se vratio kući Bogu.
That doesn't sell newspapers.
To ne prodaje novine.
If you notice the flies, the little flies, house flies, they always go to the stool.
Ako možete, ako gledate muhe u kući, one uvijek odlaze na izmet.
Some kinds of journalists, they're just like flies.
Neke vrste novinara su baš kao muhe.
Somebody should apologize to that woman for me. I think I offended her and I'm very sorry.
Neko se treba ispričati toj ženi umjesto mene, mislim da sam je vrijedio i žao mi je.
Hare Krishna. Now who gets a prize? That woman? The best question? Yeah. You don't have to give her any prize because she walked there. Yeah. She left. She got upset. Otherwise, do you want to give a prize to everybody who asked a question? Something? Or do you have a special prize for the best question? Huh? Okay, anybody who asked a question, you can come up to the book table and they'll give you some kind of prize. It wasn't very well organized, so...
Svako ko je postavio pitanje može doći do štanda sa knjigama i ja ću mu dati neku nagradu.
Jai Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki,
Jai
Srila Prabhupada ki,
Jai
Dayal Prabhu ki,
Jai
Haribol.